I know the movie season is completely crazy, Samantha, but we are getting the previews now for movies that are kind of Oscar bait. I'm so excited. Go look for The Card Counter starring Oscar Isaac.
Oh, love Oscar Isaac.
It looks amazing.
That's right. Time again for the Cube Critics.
Okay, I saw Flag Day. And this is a movie based on a memoir written by a Minnesota woman, Jennifer Vogel. And the memoir was Flim Flam Man. And it's about her father, John Vogel, who was a criminal. He was a bank robber. He was a counterfeiter. And so I was really excited to see what they do with this. And I was kind of expecting it to be more of a crime movie about how he pulled off his crimes. But it is about his daughter as she grows up in Minnesota. And it's about something that a lot of us could identify with. A parent who feels distant but is still alluring because they're charismatic and they're charming and they're fun and they get you involved in their world and they drop you. This is directed by Sean Penn and it stars his daughter, Dylan Penn, as his character's daughter. And it is a showcase for her. Now, you know, a lot of times an actor will direct themselves and it's just a chance for them to take over everything. And instead, in this movie, it's a chance for him to let his daughter take over. And she's an incredible actress, and it feels kind of like a 1970s Terrence Malick drama. It is very slow-moving. It's about a family. And I liked it. I liked it a lot. Don't go in there expecting it to be about crime and quick-moving, but it's a character study, and Dylan Penn is really powerful. So I recommend going to see it. And go see it in a theater because the sound and the cinematography is fantastic. All right, Samantha, what did you see?
I also saw a movie that was very much character-driven and very, I think, driven by the acting. I saw The Night House starring Rebecca Hall. It's this horror movie that is kind of another one of those horror movies that use the genre to explore grief, like The Babadook or The Invitation. And I love movies like that. Those are two of my absolute favorite movies of all time. Rebecca Hall stars as this woman who recently lost her husband in an unexpected suicide, and she is just absolutely unhinged and kind of feral with grief. Her performance is just stunning. I wanted to love this movie. I think it's a great straight horror movie that's really well made and really keeps you on the edge of your seat until the end. I think as a movie about grief, it's unfortunately kind of flawed. It never really knows what the message it wants to say about grieving is, which I think is unfortunate because I think it could have said something really profound and really interesting, and it never ended up tying it together. So the ending was kind of unsatisfying for me. It's a great horror movie. It's a flawed movie about grief. I think it could have been a great movie if it had done both well.
Okay, so both of them kind of mixed, but maybe you should go see him. Flag Day, and what was it?
The Night House.